What about the issue of prediction or response to EGFR inhibitors, both antibodies as well as TKIs? We've seen a whole ton of things looked at. Where are we with that right now?
Well, we've actually done, you know, not a major amount. We've done some work in that area in our laboratory, and I've been following that closely, and I don't think we have the answer yet. What we're hoping, and we're looking at some stuff in other people, in fact, the Colorado group who's done so much work with the FISH analyses, perhaps the best thing to do is not so much try to identify the best responders, try to find the people who do the worst. Let's exclude them. Then the other people can, you know, be treated with these things. And my oversimplified clinician's viewpoint is people with mutations, they do the best. Quote, they're doing the best might simply be that they have a better prognosis, but they certainly have a higher response rate. I think FISH might be capturing the group that has responses plus stable disease, the, you know, disease control. But again, there's been some conflicting data. That FISH analysis is defined, you know, with pretty specific definitions, hasn't come out in every patient group that it's been applied to. So we don't know the answer.
I've been kind of surprised that mutation testing hasn't gotten widely implemented or utilized. You know, when I first heard about it, I figured that was what was going to happen, you know, kind of like ER and HER2 and breast cancer. I don't see it happening that much. Are you having your patients tested in a non-protocol situation?
Not routinely, Neil. And part of it is, take for instance, let's think about Herceptin. All right, so Herceptin is very good because it tells you that the group that's negative just isn't going to do well. And I think the reason that the mutation didn't make it is, you know, Neil, this is something that I think is really interesting. It's anecdotal, but the longest disease control patients that I've seen on EGFR inhibitors didn't get a bona fide partial remission. They just got stable disease. And again, some of them might have just had indolent disease to begin with, but I don't think they had the mutation because they didn't get these massive responses.
If you can kind of make that point again, because I think it's really important. The issue with lung cancer as opposed to HER2 is that you still can see benefit in patients who don't fall into these enriched populations.
That's correct. See, two things like estrogen receptor and HER2 amplification, they tell us if you don't have that, you're really not going to do well. But the EGFR mutation, if you don't have it, it doesn't tell you that you're really not going to do well because some of those people do very well.
In terms of responding.
Responding or disease control for a long time. And as I say, I have a number of patients, a handful of them, they're going for years, even still on ERISA, that they get the expanded access.